With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Saturday was Veterans Day. President Biden, with a presidential tradition, laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns during a ceremony marking the holiday. Meanwhile, former President Trump took the opportunity to campaign in New Hampshire, saying if he's elected president again, he'll provide more medical facilities and more housing for veterans.
A personal mission to completely eradicate veterans' homelessness in America. You know, we were doing a great job with it, and then a terrible thing happened. We were doing so well with it, and then these guys get in, and they treat the illegal aliens just pouring into our country better than they treat our veterans. I mean, they stay in the best hotels.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insisting that after the war with Hamas, and that's now entering its sixth week, Gaza would be demilitarized and Israel would retain security control there, saying Israel forces must be able to enter Gaza freely to hunt down militants. He also rejected the idea that the Palestinian Authority, which currently administers autonomous areas in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, would at some stage control Gaza. Both positions run counter to post-war scenarios floated by the United States. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell suggesting during a panel discussion at the International Monetary Fund, the Fed is in no hurry to further raise its benchmark interest rate, giving evidence inflation pressures are continuing to ease at a gradual pace.
We know that ongoing progress toward our 2% goal is not assured. Inflation has given us a few head fakes along the way. If it becomes appropriate to tighten policy further, we will not hesitate to do so.
Meanwhile, inflation rate about 3.7%. This is SRN News. If you ask most Americans, 1950s were the best days.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 55% of adults believe that the country's culture and way of life have changed for the worse since the 50s. White evangelical Protestants feel even more strongly. 77% say the American culture and way of life of the 50s was better. 60% of mainline Protestants agree, as do 57% of Catholics. In fact, Democrats are the only group that generally feels the country is better now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Austrian government will make an additional payment to Holocaust survivors, says the Ministry of Finance, after concluding negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. They announced they're going to give more than 13 million to survivors around the world before the end of the year. And those with special needs will get a second payment. This is SRN News. An old surgical drug has new life.
Ketamine can be used as an alternative to opioids for patients with chronic pain. Ketamine is now being prescribed as a therapy for an array of unapproved uses, including depression and anxiety. However, there is limited evidence that it's effective for arthritis, migraines, and other forms of pain. Some experts worry the U.S. may be repeating the mistakes that gave rise to the opioid crisis by overprescribing an unproven drug with safety and abuse risks. John Scott reporting.
A California town nearly wiped out by wildfire 5 years ago, finding high home insurance costs are delaying rebuilding. Residents of Paradise are experiencing sticker shock on renewal policies nearing or surpassing the $10,000 mark. Farmers, State Farm, Allstate, pausing or restricting new business in California. More details at SRNnews.com.